Let us pray. Lord, we come together today not really understanding the depth of your love for us. We seek to know with our hearts that your everlasting love calls us by name. We simply ask that you to help us and fill us with the desire to follow you, so that we may be more fully share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Old Testament reading is a reading from Jeremiah chapter 6. God's message yet again. Go stand at the crossroads and look around. Ask for directions to the old road, the tried and true road. Then take it. Discover the right route for your souls. The word of life. Thanks be to God. A reading from the New Testament. This is from Galatians chapter 5. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance for life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way of life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone calls necessities is killed off for good, crucified. Since this is the kind of life we have chosen, this life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original. The Word of God for the people of God. And now from the New Testament, a reading from Romans chapter 8. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who He is, and we know who we are, Father and children. And we know that we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with Him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with Him. The Word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. My name is Susan Lasante. And to be totally honest, I'm a bit nervous to be here speaking to you. For the past 2 weeks, I have been searching and trying to listen to what God might want me to say this morning. I truly want what I share to be words that come from that place within me that is most closely connected to Jesus, that place that helps me to live more fully, that place that I don't always understand, but that I am deeply grateful for. It is from that place that I find abundant life. So often in life, we find ourselves going from one task, job, or appointment to another, and before we know it, another day is over. We live on the surface, rarely experiencing exuberance in our daily lives. Last week, Pastor Steve talked about listening and following the shepherd's voice. This week, I would like to share three experiences of trying to listen to the Holy Spirit and of following. On one hand, I never know for sure whether I've listened to or followed the right voice. But on another level, I believe I have, because I have experienced his gifts in my heart. From Proverbs 3:5, we hear, "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track." I believe if we don't find time to spend with either God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, we miss out on so many opportunities to live an abundant life. We need to strengthen our relationship with Jesus so we know as best as we are able that we are listening to the right voice. One of the ways I listen for God's voice is to read a daily devotional and scripture while I eat breakfast. These days, with technology, it is easy to find a devotional that meets you where you are. During Lent, day after day, the devotional I read was almost eerie in the way it connected with where I was struggling. Being faithful to spending time with the Word can't get much easier than reading a daily email. Another way I listen for Jesus' voice is I go for a walk in the woods by our house. I took a walk to ponder Steve's offer for me to preach, and as I sat on a rock by the lake, I emailed him that I would preach today, taking a really deep breath as I hit the send button. The next day, I took the same walk, but before I left the house, I read the homework assignment for the companions class that I am taking here at St. Matthew's. Most of the questions were about sharing your faith with another person, but one was about reading scripture of how much God loves us and reflecting on it. I had no intention of sharing my faith, so reflect it was. As I began my walk, I read the first scripture and began my reflection. When I got to that rock where I had emailed Steve, I sat again, hoping to find inspiration for what I might say to you. Soon, I heard this voice from behind me saying, "You're sitting in my thinking spot. Can I join you?" I told him, sure, and perhaps he could help me with my thinking. I spent the next hour sharing my faith and deeply listening to a 17-year-old non-believer with a mohawk and tattoos. He shared with me that he attended a therapeutic day school, so I knew his life wasn't always easy. We talked about so many things and found many places where our stories connected. We were two such different people, yet we were so much the same. As we got up to go our separate ways, I had this sense that I had just met Jesus. I didn't know exactly what it meant, but I knew it was of God. It was such a powerful encounter, it almost seemed unreal. When I shared the story the next day with someone at work who was having a challenging morning, she got up, gave me a big hug, and told me that was just what she needed. I know that when I'm part of a small group seeking to grow in faith, like Companions on the Way, Spiritual Disciplines through Lent, Prayer Partners during Advent, or the Spiritual Retreat, I experience abundant life more often. I'm extremely grateful to the St. Matthew's community for all the opportunities for me to learn and grow with you. The next time a small group is offered, consider trying it out, sharing the faith with others, and learning and growing in the infinite love your Creator has for you can enrich and change your life. Back in December, while I was taking a shower, which is another one of my listening places, I got the nudge to offer to lead the Welcome Outreach and Witness Team here at St. Matthew's. I like to listen to people, But talking to people I don't know is often outside my comfort zone. From experience, I have learned that even if I don't understand why I may be called to something, if I am faithful in following, inevitably it leads to blessings. One day, after being accepted in this new role, I was in the church office, and Bonnie, our church secretary, wanted to give me a few things. Someone named Sue had made an invitation that would allow people at St. Matthew's to tell others about the church and invite them to attend. Bonnie thought I should have a copy. And I'm not proud to say that I was not too excited about getting this other Sue's invitation. What would I do with it? I took it, thanking her graciously, and tucked it in the folder with the other goodies. Well, a while later, I read that invitation and thought, I haven't met this person, but I love her creativity. Here is what she said, combining her own words with information she found on our webpage. I am inviting you to a place that is just too rare not to share. That's how I feel about my church, and maybe you will too. At some level, we're all hungry for authentic life, for love and wisdom and a gentle community in which we can become the people we're created to be. St. Matthew's United Methodist Church in Acton offers that. I have found food for thought, music for my soul, kindness for my weary heart, sanctuary and support in the midst of personal and worldwide chaos, and a wide range of ways to jump in and create a better world. I knew Sue was living with a lot of pain, but I had this profound longing to meet her and work with her. Her invitation touched something deep in my soul. I emailed her and asked if she would like to be part of the welcome team in any capacity she might have the strength for. I didn't hear back for a few weeks, but then I had an email apologizing that she had been in so much pain she hadn't been able to hold a phone or type on a computer. Maybe we could meet when she was feeling better. It took a while before the time was right for us to get together. I can't adequately describe what it was like to meet for the first time. There was a connection of the spirits abiding in these two Sues, which was unlike anything I had ever experienced. It is a precious gift to me to now call this other Sue my friend. We have worked together on several projects, the most amazing being the Easter brochure. To watch the transformation of that project and to experience the loving presence of God as we work together is beyond words. I am so thankful I listened to the urgings of the Spirit to send that email, as I am blessed with a new soul sister. If we listen and are willing to share the love of Christ hidden in our hearts, we will be given opportunities to make some very meaningful connections in our life. Please consider if you might be called to join the Welcome Outreach and Witness Team, or if you would like to use one of Sue's invitations to invite someone to St. Matthew's. She would be happy to customize the invitation for you. Each time our Welcome Outreach and Witness team meets, we strive to deepen our relationships with one another and God, as well as experience the joy of faith while serving the church and the world. As Galatians tells us, everyone has his or her own path to follow. We each are unique and need to discover how we can best listen to and follow the voice of God. It doesn't matter how young or how old we are, the world needs us. I read the following words in my Friday devotional. As co-heir with Christ, he has anointed each of us individually for a specific mission. He has created us to bring his love and his hope to those who need it. Isaiah 61 says that his Spirit is on us. The Lord does not just give a mission and expect us to do it all on our own. He has given us his Spirit to empower us and give us the strength and direction as we live out our mission. It was quite a surprise to me a few years ago to find that my journey would lead me to Kenya and to work with Tree of Lives, a ministry of the First Presbyterian Church in Norfolk, Virginia. It was in Kenya that I met Esther and Grace, who are pictured on the cover of your bulletin. I would like to share with you how God led me, protected me, and blessed me as I met these two beautiful women. Last summer, when I went to Kenya, I had a fear that I might not come back alive. I had heard many stories about accidents on matatus. They're small Volkswagen-like buses, often with 10 to 20 people squished inside, that provide daily transportation. I considered perhaps they would be the cause of my demise. One morning, I left the hospital grounds with Anne, a social worker, who is also my prayer partner, to visit clients who are HIV positive. We looked for matatu to give us a ride. There were none around, so the two of us climbed on a motorbike, and our driver sped off down the road. As we drove along, my hair blowing in the breeze, I decided that if I was going to die in a motor vehicle accident, at least a motorbike was more fun than a matatu. Clearly, I survived the trip, but the next day, there was a fatal motorbike accident in front of the hospital, and we were banned from riding them for the rest of the trip. One of our visits that day was with Esther, who is about 40 years old, is HIV positive, and is blind. She told us that her prayer was that someday she would get a knitting machine so she could support herself and her mom, Grace, who was deaf and mute. After going blind due to meningitis and tuberculosis, Esther had been trained by the Kenyan government to use a knitting machine. Esther and her mom lived in a very tiny house, always relying on the goodness of neighbors to help provide the next meal. It was so special for me to see how the two of them used their own form of sign language to communicate. I sat next to Grace during our visit. She was so cold. The task that had been prepared for me that morning was to simply hold her hands and share my warmth. It was a gift to my soul. They touched my life, and I was glad I had been willing to risk the journey. The story does not end there, though. Esther's mom died in December, and about the same time, Esther received a knitting machine donated by a woman in Virginia. Now she is busy knitting sweaters for children's school uniforms. On Easter, Jim, a pastor in the Norfolk Church, shared Esther's story and her faith with his congregation. He told how when Esther knits, she sees the person she is making the sweater for. He talked about how Esther doesn't see on the outside like we so often do, but she sees with her heart. He encouraged all of us to be like Esther and to see the world with our heart. This story of a very poor blind woman and her faith has touched the lives of many. The picture of Esther on the inside of your bulletin shows the glowing transformation that has taken place for her during the past year. Esther's church is helping her to build a place to live near her shop so she doesn't have to walk alone for a half mile along a narrow path to get to work. I am thankful the Holy Spirit led me to Kenya to meet Esther. There's so much more to tell about the blessings of listening, following, learning, and risking for our Savior. But what is most important is that we all take the time to listen for the voice of God and seek to follow. Where is the Spirit calling you to go? Who is waiting for you to open your heart and share the love of Christ with them? It may be as simple as smiling at someone and asking if they are okay, or it may mean packing your suitcase and going to Africa. I love to hear people's faith stories, and I'd be honored to listen to yours anytime. As you leave here today, I pray you will take time to listen for the Spirit and follow however you are able. Not only will it enrich your life, but it will also help transform the world one step at a time. Amen.